Nevertheless, Jobs and Scully bent to the agencies and treaties and ran the commercial during the Super Bowl. They went to the game together at Stanford Stadium with Scully's wife, Leezy, who couldn't stand Jobs, and Jobs' new girlfriend, Tina Redzi. When the commercial was shown near the end of the fourth quarter of a dreary game, the fans watched on the overhead screen and had little reaction. Across the country, most of the response was negative. It insulted the very people Apple was trying to reach, the president of a market research firm told Fortune. Apple's marketing manager suggested afterward that the company might want to buy an ad in the Wall Street Journal apologizing. Jay Chiat threatened that if Apple did that, his agency would buy the facing page and apologize for the apology. Jobs' discomfort with both the ad and the situation at Apple in general was on display when he traveled to New York in January to do another round of one-on-one press interviews. Andy Cunningham from Regis McKenna's firm was in charge of handholding and logistics at the Carlyle. When Jobs arrived, he told her that his suite needed to be completely redone, even though it was 10 p.m. and the meetings were to begin the next day. The piano was not in the right place. The strawberries were the wrong type. But his biggest objection was that he didn't like the flowers. He wanted calla lilies. "We got into a big fight on what a calla lily is," Cunningham recalled. "I know what they are, because I had them at my wedding, but he insisted on having a different type of lily and said I was stupid because I didn't know what a real calla lily was." So Cunningham went out, and this being New York, was able to find a place open at midnight where she could get the lilies he wanted. By the time they got the room rearranged, Jobs started objecting to what she was wearing. "That suit's disgusting," he told her. Cunningham knew that at times he just simmered with undirected anger, so she tried to calm him down. "Look, I know you're angry, and I know how you feel," she said. "You have no fucking idea how I feel," he shot back. "No fucking idea what it's like to be me."